WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively back on the beat here for Halloween, for the middle part of this less than compelling World Series, and for the residue of kind of a weird choppy victory out in Phoenix, Arizona. We're going to get the Maryland Crab Cake Tour back out on the road. I have these fantastic Raven scratch-offs to give away. We're going to be double crab caking most of November and December. I took a couple weeks down in October. We're getting back after. A lot of places I got to visit. A lot of new places we have to go. Governor Moore is going to join us. Mayor Scott's going to join us. We have the new Inner Harbor thing happening. We have an Orioles lease situation happening. All that's happening. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with Window Nation, as well as Jiffy Lube MultiCare. Of course, our sponsors keep us going around here. I'm wearing my Raskin Global shirt. I now have an abundance. I almost feel dirty because we won the basket at Leonard's event 2 weeks ago that I have several. And I got the one with the really heavy print of the Raskin Global on the crab mallet here. Hey, man, how you doing? It's good to have you back on. And I was away a little bit. And by the way, it was hockey out in Las Vegas in addition to football in Las Vegas.
I think they started 7-0.
Yeah, everybody was talking about it. I knew they were 7-0 because I was walking through Vegas and I heard people literally say they won seven games. I mean, Vegas has become a little hockey town here. I know a little competition for you Caps folks, but everywhere I went, there were murals of the Stanley Cup championship there in Las Vegas now.
They won it. I mean, it's this new, I don't know how they did it. I guess they changed the way you do the expansion draft.
They had a better chance of being good.
So these teams can be good sooner, so they're more competitive sooner, and it clearly has worked because Vegas went to the Cup final first year and then lost to the Caps, and then fourth year they actually won, which is just stunning.
Well, it's a proof in hockey
forever.
If you can get everybody's 17th best player, and you get a couple of draft picks, you spend a little money, put a couple players in. And you get a goalie. Well, I mean, the Caps had to play against their own goalie, if you remember this from years ago. So, but the Vegas Knights are a perfect example of when it goes right. When it goes wrong is when the Arizona Diamondbacks are in the World Series 25 years later and still have trouble selling their tickets. When the Arizona Cardinals plant themselves down in the desert 40 years ago. And they build them a dome, and when the team's 1-6,
that is an amazing. It's an amazing stadium. That place, I've been there a couple times. It is really, really a great place. I mean, as domes go, I think it's a really great stadium for what they built out there. I just think they don't know how to build out there. So, the sports aren't the big thing. Most people there are transplants. You know, they moved out there and they're. They like to see their team. I have some friends out there.
Well, that's what Vegas has done. Vegas' marketing thing is they're the misfits of the desert that everybody comes to Vegas from other places, and it was okay to get on the bandwagon.
They got love. They figured out how to market love of their team and brought it there. I mean, the Knights have a following that's huge. It doesn't matter where you're from. You've dropped your home team in favor of your new home team.
Which makes Vegas so weird, right? Because the Raiders are there and you're like, what? And the A's are coming.
Yes.
And you could gamble anywhere. So I guess it's not like I walked through 50 casinos and I'm like, I can go to Hollywood Perryville, get better odds than I'm getting on the strip in Vegas, right?
I don't know if you saw last week, I threw up a meme on Facebook. There's a guy, I don't remember his name. I think he's Ottawa. I think he was a senator who is suspended for 41 games in the NHL for gambling while the team sponsor on the side of the helmet is a casino or online betting track.
The game's changing. Your money changes everything.
Players,
you know that. You manage money.
These players, what a quandary. You can't bet on teams, but you got to wear casino logos on your jersey. And during the game, we talk about the parlays and the who's going to hit what and the how many runs Gus is going to have. But you can't bet. But we're telling everybody around you to bet. It's stunning to me. It really is a different world, man. These guys in their 20s just got to be confused.
Well, it is amazing when you go to a town, wherever that town is, and you see what it's dominated by. I went to Greenville, South Carolina. Everything there's Clemson-y, right? Not South Carolina, Clemson
No,
stuff in that part of the world.
Absolutely.
And I was out in Vegas, and the Vegas Golden Knights swag was
everywhere.
Just on people. I mean, like I'm
Everywhere.
walking around, even in tourist areas, there are people, casino workers wearing it and encouraged to wear it. There is something about the pride of all that. And I guess that brings us to the football team. I wasn't trying to avoid a victory in Arizona because I want to let you
It was a
expand.
win. It was a win. A good win. Until the last 2 minutes, it looked like it was going to be a blowout win. Then it looked like it was going to maybe be a loss.
First thing I thought is, my Hollywood casino, I make the picks every week with Christian here on the show. And I'm like, I took the Ravens at 9.5. Most of the day, that smelled delicious. In the end, I lost.
Bad beats, as they say.
That was a bad
Bad
beat as
beats.
well. But from the Ravens perspective, your season ticket holder, you're going down there the next 3 weeks. They're going to play three in a row at home. It feels like you haven't been to a lot of games.
I know,
this
it's
year,
crazy.
Right?
Couple, just a couple. But hey, win's a win. When, as they say, when it's all said and done, nobody cares how much you won by, just that you won. And that's all that matters. So, what is 6-2? 6-2 looks good. And big lead in the division. Pittsburgh looks like Pittsburgh. We threw a game away to them. Bengals won a game. Okay, good. What are they, 4-3? Fantastic.
Not just they won a game. They won a game in San Francisco. They won a game where their quarterback was
mobile but
again and doing the things that made them good.
But I think the bloom is off the rose, shall we say, for Mr. Purdy. I think somebody's figured out, and hopefully I think it's Christmas Day, right? Christmas Day, we play San Francisco. Somebody has figured out how to make Mr. Purdy throw interceptions, and he's now very prone to that. he had none forever, and he was Superman, the next coming of Joe Montana, and then suddenly he's three games vulnerable, and he's a human rookie making mistakes quarterback throwing the ball up for grabs saying, "I don't want it, you take it." And
there's
they
a
lost.
Lot of that going on in the league. I mean, being forced to the sidelines as I have been, I would have been in Arizona. I was out in Vegas all week. I actually know the Cardinals PR guy for 25 years. I was denied credentials, which disappointed me. But I flew home, got to watch all the games. I get to watch all what quarterback play in the league. To have Kirk Cousins go down, right? To have Matt Stafford, hit his thumb on a helmet. And, we're watching.
Tyrod Taylor. Down.
Tyrod Taylor, my man Tyrod in the hospital the other night.
I think five starters hurt on Sunday. It was a tough day. It was a tough day for quarterbacks. And these aren't the running guys. These are the stand in the pocket throwing guys. It makes it tough, man. This league, what do we got? We got 32 teams. Is that right?
That's correct. Teams? 32 teams of football.
And you probably have, before the season's over, you'll probably have 70, 80 quarterbacks play. I mean, look at was it the Sunday night game? The Bears? Who's this guy?
It was a great story till he could. Taylor Bagent. Bagent. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, Bagent. Bagent. Like agent.
Well, we get
with
to know
B.
all these kids' parents and their stories. Because,
it's a great story. You can make it to the NFL from nowhere, but then you got to win. He won his first game, and suddenly Mr. Fields, who is hurt, was never going to be the Bears quarterback again because of this kid. And then the kid played football against the Chargers and they beat him. They crushed
him. You mentioned Brock Purdy as being an example of when it goes right. I mean, there's plenty of examples of when it goes wrong. I mean, Josh Dobbs
Absolutely.
Is running around out there. He wasn't even on the team. You couldn't even buy his team jersey in week 3 in Arizona. And
this
they're
probably
asking,
his last game, right?
And they're
was probably
asking
his
him
last
to
game.
Do something kind of monumental to beat the Ravens. And by the way, the Ravens defense, Luke and I have spent, half the morning discussing this defense. And I talked about it all off season. If people were listening to me and think I might know a little bit about something about sports
maybe.
After 32 years of doing this in the same way, a little bit about investing money and taking care of people's money. I said all summer, all this Odell Beckham and Bateman and Andrews and Throw and Lamar 6,000 yards. That's not who they are or what they do. And even with Derrick Henry being rumored and out, and I said, if the Ravens get Derrick Henry, they're the Super Bowl they're the favorite for me for several reasons. They're healthy right now.
Yep.
And the defense, as it's constructed healthfully,
yep.
is the better part
stout.
Of the ball by a lot.
Stout. Absolutely stout. Although I don't like, you know, I don't like garbage touchdowns. I really hate that. I don't know what they do at the end of the game that they decide just to let these guys run and score. They've given up, what, 13 points a game, and they were at 10, and then suddenly they're at 24 before you know it. It's like, what the heck is that nonsense? Especially against Josh Dobbs. I mean, the guy's Gardner Minshew without a mustache. Come on.
I need to see the offense operate. Not like perfect like last week, but just
but
operate in a consistent fashion where
yes,
I feel
yes.
like these next 3 weeks at home, no matter what the weather is,
big
no
tell
who the opponent is, the Ravens are the better team all three of these weeks. Seattle, Cleveland,
win.
Cincinnati.
Should win all
they
three
should be
of these
winning
games.
These games. It doesn't need to be a perfect effort.
No, you just have to win. And let's
I
face
know
it,
interceptions and fumbles happen, right? But just the efficiency of first down. Winning on first down is
and
the
converting
key to
on
all
third
of this.
Down and converting on third down. You're right. And
avoiding third down, Leonard.
Well,
literally.
There you go. That's even better. But they have a chance. Let's face it. They have a chance over the next 3 weeks to put away the division. You knock the Browns out. You knock the Bengals out. Two wins against both of them on the road and home. You have a chance to put the division away. So this is a big 3 weeks. They're home. Like you said, they're healthy. The Derrick Henry thing, you know, that would be ridiculous. You could rent him for the end of the season, I guess, and call it a day if he's willing to come and you don't have to give away the store. But
well, if the store's a second-round draft pick, I mean, the 55th pick in the draft.
Who cares?
And the long play for me, and you're the money guy, by the way, Leonard Raskin here from Raskin Global, empowering people to choose their financial future. It says so right
absolutely.
On the crab mallet. You can find them at RaskinGlobal.com. But the money part of this, from a salary cap perspective, and everything you know about the cap and money and where Lamar is at 21% of the cap, they're going to have the same problems we have with Flacco in 14, 15, 16, 17, as it mounts to say how much of the cap is the quarterback, because Matabike playing himself off the team. Geno Smith playing himself off the team. Patrick Queen, we've had him off the team from the beginning because they're not going to pay him, right? So, you know, all
don't
that
know.
Being said, it feels like, could they win the Super Bowl with Gus Edwards running the ball 19 times? Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know.
Your boy Dobbins was a big, big part of what they would be doing every single week.
He cracked out his Achilles. I mean, that guy's just – he's the I don't remember the guy's name. Remember Gulliver's Travels?
Travels. Lilliputians, weren't they?
Yeah, the Lilliputians. The one guy, oh, no, we'll never make it. We'll never make it. You know, yeah, like the cloud over his head is just – poor Dobbins, man. He's a dude who worked his way to get all the way back and then – boom, Achilles, gone.
For those of you new to the program, Leonard loves Ohio State. So
Ohio State, that's where the boy goes. That's where the money goes. That's where the allegiance goes. who had a big weekend in the jump around Wisconsin Badger beatdown. Man, I'll tell you, you want to hear harsh. You just go on an Ohio State Facebook fan page. Holy cow.
It's amazing.
People,
all these years over the station and taking calls, I'm like, I thought you guys loved the team. Do you hate the team or love the team?
Can't believe these people. They hate the quarterback. They hate the coach. They hate the running backs. And all they are is 8-0. They've beaten Notre Dame on the road, Penn State at home, Wisconsin in Wisconsin on a Saturday night when they were supposed to be like a 3-point favorite.
By the way, you ever
20.
Done that? You ever gone to Camp Randall?
I have not.
You should have done that.
I have not yet.
You should have done
that.
They played out there this year, so like
yes,
I guess
yes,
your
it's
kids
a couple years.
Junior, right?
Senior, it's over. It's
God,
over.
Your
but
kid's
we'll still,
already a senior.
Senior, graduating in May. Graduating
well,
in
if
May.
I would tell you if you wanted
going
to do
the big
something,
house, going to the
you
big
could
house
talk me into
Thanksgiving
going to
weekend.
Madison. I had a good time in Madison, Wisconsin.
Thanksgiving weekend at the
town.
Big house, Michigan, the big house, Saturday night.
You're going to that one?
Going to the big house, Thanksgiving Saturday. That's the plan.
I hope you have a ski cap.
A ski cap? Are you talking about the weather?
It's going to be chilly.
Yeah, but the question is, can you wear red in there? Can you wear the scarlet into the big house and live? I don't know about Michigan people. I don't know.
Well,
I've worn purple to Pittsburgh.
I know one thing. Their last name's Harbaugh, and they cheat, right?
That's what they say.
It's easy
that's
to
a
say
big,
that, right?
It's a big ugly scandal going on up there. This guy,
and it involves John Harbaugh's former assistant, who used to email me all the time. Matt Weiss was a guy who emailed me all. You wanted to meet with John, which I did all the time off the
it's
record.
Crazy.
As I
It's
wrote about in my
crazy.
Dear John letter. I met Matt Weiss at the door to get in. Yes.
Somebody was scooping signals from advanced scouting, and that's illegal in college. Although what's funny, if you think about it, what's illegal is you can't go to the game and photograph the sidelines, a la, I think Bill Belichick did some of that or something.
Videotaping the sidelines, yes.
So you're not supposed to do that, but you can watch like a sideline feed of the game on YouTube the week after. I don't know. I guess there's other ways to do it than what they did, but they were pretty apparently overt in their...
Well, the espionage part of all of it is
doing.
What makes John Harbaugh the weird freaking dude he is. You know what
Jim.
I mean? Like the paranoia and all of it that's involved in all of it.
Are you talking
and
Jim or John?
Both.
Oh, okay.
Both.
Okay.
And I know them both well.
Yeah.
But I would say that, and it's part of the gene from their father,
yeah.
and probably the gene of competing and having competed,
absolutely,
and who they are as human beings. But the whole cheating part and the lack of integrity part of all of it, and the fact that you feel like the walls are being tapped. John Harbaugh feels that. Like, ask Luke. When you get a moment with Luke,
I
just
get
ask
it.
him what it's like out there. And John pretends to be this prince and whatnot. But the notion that the most paranoid people about cheaters, in my personal Dundalk experience, are the ones who cheat.
Look, you listen to what people tell you. They tell you who they are. The people that say you shouldn't do this, shouldn't do that, and shouldn't do the other are often the ones doing it. That's across the board.
Well, it's like a Safe Streets thing that I'm going to talk about or whatever, and we have the mayor on and whatever. But the inside skinny on all of that is, if you're taking people who know how to be criminals and you don't put oversight.
And you give them money. And you give them money.
It's just sort of like, if you know how to cheat, you think a lot about cheating. And this goes to the Harbaugh family, and it goes to both of them. They've all been guys working in the gray area of what the rules are and what they can get away with under the purview of, that guy might be cheating me. We got to play Belichick. You know what I mean? It's
I
just,
get it.
It's
I get
itchy
it.
And it's weird.
Well, apparently, and again, nobody knows because it's all in the mist. Apparently, the Ohio State coaches and whoever they are, you know, I wonder who they are, but they alerted TCU last year, well in advance of playoffs, that Michigan had their signs. And TCU apparently changed up their game plan and their signs for the playoff game and beat Michigan.
It's sort of like when Greg Brady, when the playbook got stolen. Do you remember that? At
yes.
Westdale High?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Leonard Raskin is here. He is Raskin Global. We're having a laugh and trying to have some fun around here. You know, sometimes I should check the comedy box for what we do
right.
around here.
Going into the weeds.
In just the Ravens' perspective on all of this,
yes,
they're a Super Bowl contender. And
absolutely.
For that, we wanted that for the baseball team, and we saw what happened in October. We got Arizona and Texas playing baseball all week. Nobody cares. But for the Ravens right now, this is as prime an opportunity. The Bills are a little down. The Bengals are trying to figure it out. Patrick Mahomes was sick. Chiefs got beat.
Yep.
Like, you know, Miami looks to be a lopsided kind of team. That where is that pathway in January to a bye, playing the Dolphins at home on a snowy day?
On a cold
day. And then having to go to Kansas City. And
or not.
Can they navigate that? Can they stay healthy enough? And the thing that I love about the team right now, and I know I'll be the jinx guy, is they're healthy.
Yep.
And when they're healthy, they should go out to Arizona and be up 24-7. When they're healthy, they
absolutely
should be beating salt out of the Lions at home. And they're healthy now, and they have three home games. I want to see them dominate two games, and I want to see them show that they're the better team with the Bengals. Seattle coming here at 1 o'clock in the morning or 1 o'clock in the afternoon, 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
They should beat Seattle. Cleveland's Cleveland. Cincinnati on short rest, a little bit of a weird game there.
Yep.
But Leonard, If they're 9-2 with 10 days off,
It's
going to
beautiful.
the West
It's beautiful.
Coast,
That's what I'm saying.
that's a big thing for Thanksgiving
Put
around.
away the division and happy Turkey Day. That's what it should be. It should be 9-2 going into Turkey. That's it. I mean, and the bye is so late, but that could be beautiful because you could rest up and get ready for some
Well, they got these two
playoffs.
West Coast games, and they had,
Right.
back and forth. I mean, they have a really rough week getting back from San Francisco Christmas week.
Absolutely.
So like they have some
They have to
tough.
fly right. They have to fly right. They went to London early. I don't know if there's rules about when they can take the team out west.
Nah, they could do whatever they want. I mean,
Go
Harbaugh could
out
have
on
gone out and
Wednesday.
practiced at Scottsdale all week
Go
last
out
week if he
on
wanted to.
Tuesday or Wednesday, whatever, instead of
It cost
Friday.
a lot of money to the organization to do that. Just
Well, you got
you're a money
the
guy,
price you
and
pay for
Harbaugh
a
says, I
Super
want to
Bowl.
take the team out there for 5 days. The
It's the price
team's
you
like,
pay
well,
to
that's
win.
going to cost us $2.2 million to do that. But,
Price you pay to win. You just got 600 million from the state. Get over
well, I mean, but it's like
it.
two point, like if I were to ask Bob Eller what that cost them 5 years ago when they went out and they
Yeah.
lived in San Jose
Right,
and
for the week.
for that week because they had the two games out
Yep,
there
yep.
and they decided to do that. And then John said, no, that wasn't good. We didn't like that. And
Right.
but London went wrong, and then they took him out there a week earlier and it went right this time.
Yeah,
Let her
but
ask you this here
back and
before.
forth is hard to the east, to the west. Hard.
Last thing, sports, because I got to get this in with you because I didn't give you any chance to talk Caps. We'll do that next week with a little hockey.
Yeah.
But the Oilers jerseys and the Seahawks, we've seen all these throwback jerseys. You and I are like
Tampa,
they're
Tampa, Tampa
Tampa,
with the
right?
creamsicles.
Yeah, you
How
and I
good
are the
is
ones
that?
they're sort of gearing this at more
Yep,
so
yep.
than like your son or my son even.
Well, they want to sell another jersey to the kids that have never seen the beautifuls.
Well, I tell you what, the Oilers thing was trashy to me, and I love me some Oilers, and I dreamed of seeing them Oilers, them love your blue jerseys out there again. But doing
Leave the
it under
tickets
the
for Elvis.
Tennessee hood is filthy. I mean, it just give those jerseys to the Texans and let them wear them. You know what I mean? If that's what you want to do, but like having them wear the Houston Oilers jerseys because they were the Tennessee Oilers for a year.
No.
It made me a little itchy, Leonard. It
Well,
really did.
it'd be
It'd be
like
like
us
us
wearing Colts
wearing brown jerseys.
or Colts jerseys, either one. What's the point? No, I get you there. I get you there. Leave it with the team that is. Don't yeah, that would be
They do
God,
look
if we
damn good, though,
ever
don't they? And that Levis kid played great in it.
put on a Browns jersey, that would be terrible. That would be the time to everybody to call and rant and rave and go crazy on them. That would be disgusting.
Next week, I'm going to find out why you hate Joe Burrow and the Bengals so much. But let us
Yep.
discuss something important because it is that time of the year where my wife works for a big company, and I see her TV commercials on this weekend. They had hipster commercials, but she gets an enrollment plan, and I think I don't need to explain to you her insurance, her cancer, her leukemia,
Yep.
her
Yep.
bone marrow transplant, 155 nights in the hospital. How important this is, because bad things happen. Nobody's prepared for that. And people
Absolutely.
signing up for medical programs, for financial programs, for where they're
Yes,
going to pay their
yes.
taxes, all of that's happening right now. So give me a little 2 minute primer on that, because that's what you do at
Yeah,
Instant Global.
absolutely. So one of the things we do this time of year, big time, is advise our clients on what to do with open enrollment benefits. Great, great question. So what you got to do, first of all, is you got to make sure you don't miss it. Know when your open enrollment is happening. Be prepared. Be ready for the dates.
Like a tax
Second,
date, literally, like April
yes,
15th, right?
yes. Second, there are always booklets or online brochures or whatever there is about what your benefits are. Make sure you know what they are. If you have somebody like us, we say, you got a guy. If you got a guy, send them the booklet, send them to the website, sit down and do a Zoom meeting, share a screen, go through the open
It's
enrollment with your
arduous, isn't
advisor.
it? Even when they
It's
bullet pointed,
huge.
it's
It's
thick.
huge. The things you really want to pay attention to that so many people miss, you just talked about. Everybody understands I got to have health insurance. Okay, great. Have health insurance. Do you want the high deductible plan or the indemnity plan? Do you want the HSA or the FSA? What if you get an FSA? Can you have an HSA? How much should I put in the HSA? Then you go to the big one after health insurance, disability income protection. You're going to be out of work because of stroke, cancer, accident, whatever it may be. You want to make sure if the company offers disability income insurance, short term, long term. short term, hopefully you have savings in the bank for you don't need, but it doesn't hurt to get it. It's cheap. Long term, critical. Insurance is for the expenses you cannot afford out of pocket. If you're out of work a month, 2 months, 6 months, a year, you better have long-term disability income protection that brings in 50, 60, 70% of your income to replace what you can't earn when you can't work. Almost every company offers it, and you better make sure you take it. And most companies offer it when you first start your employment. Some offer it during open enrollment that you can get new coverage. The point is, if you have an illness, you may have illed yourself out of that benefit by not taking it at some point. But every now and then, a company will offer open enrollment, no insurability proof. You can just offer and accept a benefit. Long-term care, another one. What about in the future if you need long-term care? You're at home, can't work, or in a facility, long-term care, nursing facility. Nobody likes to talk about it, but guess what? It happens. And if you can't afford to pay for it, you wipe out your family's wealth in no time. We're talking $10,000 to $15,000 a month for care. If it's available, you might want to take a look at getting protection for that. And then last but not least, life insurance. People think, oh, I got one time my salary, two times my salary. That's enough. It's not enough. If you think about it, if you have family you're going to leave behind, especially if you have children that are counting on your income, your family's counting on your income, 15 times your income, 15 times your income is the amount of life insurance you should consider owning on your life. If you make $100,000, that means you get $1.5 million of life insurance. You earn, as you pass, your family earns 4 to 5% on that money that just replaces the $100,000 of income lost. 15 times. Most companies offer like 2 or 3, maybe. Sometimes again, even if you're sick, a company will offer the chance to buy up additional term group life insurance without proof of insurability. If you're not insurable and you can get life insurance through your company, you can't get it anywhere else. That's a godsend. That's a huge benefit. So this time of year, usually end of October, beginning of November, into the middle of November is when most companies have their open enrollment. Get your booklets, read your booklets. If you don't understand the booklet, talk to your HR people. Absolutely, call us. We're happy to help you go through your benefits and understand what's going on. If you're not working with us, find us. If you can't work with us or don't want to work with us, go to your HR department, sit down, go through your benefits. It's an hour, a half hour to an hour in your life that could have a huge difference on your long-term financial well-being if something happens. You can't afford to let this just pass by and then say, oh, I coulda, woulda, shoulda. This is the time to step up and be proactive about what your company offers going forward.
Well, you know, man, I just gave you 3 minutes on it, and you almost scare me straight. It's a kind of a frightening thing that it's a very uncomfortable. If you're comfortable talking about it, you're probably doing it too often, you know?
Yeah, people don't know what they don't know. And this is an area where you think you got it all covered and you don't. So we get emails. We do seminars on this. We have people that we talk to all the time this time of year. Just to go over benefits, you want to make sure you're taking advantage of everything your company offers. It's bonus on top of pay. If they're giving you benefits, you want to take advantage of
that. Well, so many people, when they say, I'm leaving a job for a dollar more an hour, whatever, I got better benefits. Well, take advantage of those better benefits.
This is time. This is the time.
Leonard Raskin, always with good advice and a good crab mallets as well at RaskinGlobal.com. You can find him out there. We'll get some caps in here at some point in the future. I didn't even get to talk to you about my sphere experience. I got spherical in Vegas on a whim and on a short trip down to Greenville. Also explored my mother's southern hometown and her Confederate heritage. Learned a lot and went around
Very
a
neat.
Lot. So I got I told Luke if I weren't so damn busy, I'd be writing all these writings. I'd be writing my twains of my family history. But Leonard Raskin is here. He'll help you with your family future at Raskin Global. And make sure you're enrolling in those benefits packages as well. All right, we got the Ravens at 6-2. Luke's on the backfield. I'm putting the Maryland Crab Cake together, sponsored by the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with Win Donation, as well as Jiffy Lube. Putting a ton of dates together between now and like Christmas time. I love doing the Crab Cake Tour. I love getting out. My friends at Coco's won the competition over the weekend, so I'm going to get back there before Christmas is over with. Well, we got one set up at Costas. We're going to be at Fadley's in the morning. We're going to be down in Annapolis with Governor Westmore. We're going to be all over the place, including back at the homestead of Pappas. I think we're doing Hunt Valley, might do Parkville, still working on all of that. I'm getting it all together and all the guests together. And we're also going to talk to Maryland Stadium Authority this week with former Maryland Stadium Authority head during the Hogan administration as well, and Tom Kelso, who has some grave concerns in regard to the Orioles' power in this negotiation. So I'm looking forward to talking to him. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. First place Baltimore Ravens and Baltimore Positive. Stay with us.